You know, we're always looking to be a little more creative and still be efficient and effective. And what we did last year in the 2021 budget due to the COVID is we made a lot of decisions kind of based on kind of keeping that levy very low. So we contracted out with some tree trimmers, and it's gone okay. My feeling is we don't do enough. We don't touch enough trees during the course of the year, and we haven't been, whether it's in-house or even on the contract base, but I think we do better on the in-house, and so we're challenging the Park and Rec to do, you know, roughly, I think, 586 trees a year to make that more efficient than the contracting out, and they are fully stocked with the boom truck that operates, and that's been down for maybe a year, but we're going to get the crew back out there, and we do need some trees to be tended to, and I think we can do a great job in-house, but we also might keep some of it contracted just to do some catch-up work. But that's been a contentious issue over the last year is the Park and Rec and how they and the tree trimmers, and do we contract or keep it in-house. So at this point, we have the majority of the council that believe that the Park and Rec should maintain the trees and work hard at getting that 586 of them to really make it cost-effective over a contract.